This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Friday, May the 28th, 2021. It is 2 p.m. We would like to begin by calling roll. Council members, if you would please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Jim Woolihan?
Here.
Beth Meyer? Darlene Lebelcrow?
Here.
Paul Vixney?
Here.
And Allison Klein? Beth Meyer or Allison Klein, are you on the line?
Jim,
okay.
One of you.
I'm sorry?
Not in Marlita.
Okay. We do have a quorum. We can move ahead with the meeting. Staff on the line today, I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help facilitate your meeting. If our other staff members could help identify yourselves, please.
Robert Bimbo.
Norman Downey.
Chip Sellers.
Dustin Vogel.
Tim Hammer.
Thank you. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be identified?
Yeah, Brad Schiffer is on.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Jose
I'm sorry,
Gomez.
Did not hear you, sir.
Jose Gomez with Bailiffs and Gomez Architects.
Yeah. Jose Gomez?
Matt.
Someone else is trying to speak. I would like to ask you to please be mindful of the noise going on around you. If you're typing, if you're moving things, it interrupts the speaker and it overrides everything. It picks up noises from even outside of your office. So please be mindful of that. Keep your phone on mute by hitting *6 or unmute with #6 unless you have a mute button that you can use. Are there any other guests on the line who would like to be identified? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move ahead to our agenda. Council members, would you approve the agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes?
This is Darlene. I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Obecchio second. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Next, we would like to approve the minutes from Thursday, April the 1st. Need a motion?
Ms. Paul Vixen, I move to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Michael.
Can you hear me?
Who's speaking, please? Do we have a second on the minute?
This is Darlene. I second it.
Thank you. Mo, we have commission action previously on the April 21 waiver applications.
Yeah, this is Mo Madani. Good afternoon. As you see, as posted on the agenda, the commission actions on the waivers from the last meeting were consistent with your actions on them. So that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Our first item up for discussion today is the Dollar Building LLC waiver number 512. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is under construction. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story mixed-use building with 18,339 square feet. The first floor of the building is occupied with restaurants and a bar, and the second floor has not been occupied for more than 20 years. The applicant is renovating the second floor with offices. The project cost is $180,667 for the alteration, with $82,223 towards accessibility. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical, plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, windows, stairs, and a new entrance. The applicant submitted estimates of $73,573 and $78,296 for a lift and the associated costs for installing the lift. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship with an 86% threshold.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Do we have anyone on the line representing Dollar Building? Hearing none, council members, back to you for a discussion and or a motion.
The chair is Joe DelVecchio. I move that we recommend to the commission that the waiver be granted on the grounds of economic hardship.
This is Darlene, I second it.
We have any further discussion by council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Now to item number two. Lesesne Friend House waiver number 2522.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the lobby and second floor. The project type is historical preservation alteration, and the project progress is under design. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story historic house built in 1860 with 3,224 square feet. This is a change of use from a resident to an event venue. The alteration will include a new ramp to get to the building, into the building, two new ADA bathrooms in the back of the property, and a carriage house, and an accessible route throughout the building site. The architect stated that providing vertical accessibility inside the home would significantly alter the historical fabric of the structure. This is in part to there is not being an easily available location to provide the elevator through two floors, plus the second floor has multiple level changes, which would create further issues and degradation to the structure. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of historic nature of the property and technical infeasibility.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing this property on the line? Hearing none, council members, to you for discussion and or motion.
Mrs. Darlene, I make a motion to grant the acceptability to vertical accessibility. Sorry about that. To vertical acceptability on the basis of historical significance and technical feasibility. Sorry.
I think we're getting a little feedback from you. It's not her. It was somebody else. I just put them on mute.
Okay, thank you. Mr. DelVecchio,
do you need to repeat?
No, I heard you, Darlene. Thank you.
I thank you. I was seconding the motion.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Now to item number three, Bionetic Enhancement Center, waiver number 517.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility of the mezzanine of a one-story office with 5,000 square feet. This is a science-based training facility. The first floor is occupied with offices, rehab area, waiting room, and ADA restrooms. The mezzanine area will have file storage in the manager's office. The project cost is $149,360 for the alteration, with $16,610 towards accessibility. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical, plumbing, new finishes, fixtures, windows, stairs, and ADA restrooms. The applicant submitted estimates of $121,600 and $149,600 for an elevator and the associated cost for installing the elevator. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Is there anyone representing Bionetics on the phone, please? Hearing none. Council members, back to you.
Yes, I have a question for Mo Madani. This is Joe DeVecchio.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Mo, would this be considered a healthcare facility?
This is Mo Madani, yeah. In terms of the, it's my understanding that with regard to the dysfunction, there is an office there for rehab that has nothing to do with medical or if there is a doctor involved or anything. So it's to our understanding, there's not a, it's not a medical or a health the providers. So that's our understanding from the information we received from the applicant.
Is there, this is for council if we have one. Is there a way that we can request for further information about this? Because the way that it reads, I get a feeling that it is a healthcare facility.
Yes, I mean, traditionally, I guess the council has voted to defer to seek more information. I'm trying to recall, Mo, if that
we
was
got
done. Can you hear me? Trying to recall if that was done with the cooperation of the applicants themselves.
That's true.
I don't recall if that was strictly necessary, but. I don't know that we have to have them here. If you could either vote to deny or recommend denial, or you could vote to defer and have staff reach out. I will say that adding on to what Mr. Madani said, staff did reach out and inquire about this, and I spoke with Mo about this because I noticed the rehab area as well. And staff reached out to the petitioner and asked them directly whether this was medically related in any way. And they did say no. They didn't go into much detail about what the facilities do other than what is listed in the staff analysis here. I can say I personally pulled up their website. It kind of strikes me as being a high-tech gym or training area. For like personal training rather than any kind of rehab. So I don't know if you would necessarily get more information than that, and staff did reach out directly and put those questions to them. So I just tell the council that for its own consideration, but it's up to you if that would be sufficient. Mo, do you have the email from the petitioner available? Is that on the agenda?
I think the email, Chip, do you have the email? But my understanding that the answer was to us, this is not medical, there is no doctor involved, it's not related to any the, you know, medical issues. So it's, you know, it's no way for us to really tie it to a healthcare provider. So, Chip, go ahead if you have some more information.
I did reach out to him, and I'm looking for the email that I received from him. I do remember, being concerned about that, and was told that it was science-based and no doctors worked there at all. And like I said, I think it's more of a gym where they kind of possibly do, what's the word I'm looking for? Supplements and things like that, but they don't. There's no medical physicians or anything that actually work there at the facility.
Okay, so bottom line that I was looking for is that I am to assume that it doesn't require a physician, a consult, to be treated here.
Yeah, there's no doctors whatsoever, or medical, really, from what I was told, tied to it.
All right. Given that information, by the way, there's a tremendous amount of background noise. I'm having a very hard time hearing. I thank you. Given that, Chip, I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody's weighing in on that as far as staff. I feel like we can move forward and recommend to the commission that the waiver be granted for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
This is Paul Vixney, I'll second.
Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, now we are at item number 4, 200 Collins Avenue, waiver number 504. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the basement and second floor. The project type is historical preservation alteration. The project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the basement and second floor of a two-story historic apartment building built in 1939. With 10,374 square feet and 20 units. This is a change of use from an apartment building to a hotel. The architect stated the ground floor will be reconfigured to be ADA compliant and provide a full ADA compliant unit adjacent to the newly accessible lobby. Currently, no portion of the structure is handicap accessible. Vertical accessibility will be provided to the first floor lobby, an ADA apartment unit via a new exterior ramp within the front setback east of the building and the interior lift to access the lobby level and first floor unit. The basement contains the laundry service for the building. The applicant stated that they will be adding a washer and dryer inside the ADA unit. The hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owner. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historical nature of the property and technical infeasibility.
Council members, is there anyone on the line representing this property, 200 Collins Avenue?
Yes. Good afternoon. This is Matt Amster. The law firm Burkhauer, Del Fernandez, Larson, and Tappanoo.
I'm sorry, sir. One moment. You're speaker is up very loud. You might want to turn it down just a little while you're speaking. We're getting a lot of feedback.
Marlita, again, it was somebody else. I've just muted
them. Okay. Thank you so much. Sir, would you please repeat your name? I heard Matt.
Yes, Matt Amster at Burkow, Riddell, Fernandez, Barkin, and Tapanez. Offices at 200 South Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. Here today representing 200 Collins LLC, the property owner and applicant for this waiver. We do have our team is on the line. If there's any questions, I have Orr Shai from ownership, our design architect, Jose Gomez, and my colleague from our firm, Nick Rodriguez. We can give a presentation. I know it's often helpful to sort of walk you through on the plans. I don't know if that's something that Mr. Sellers might be able to bring the plans up that we submitted, the final plans in Section 12 of the application. But just while he's looking for that, this is a narrow lot. It's only 50 feet wide. It has a two-story, what was originally an apartment building with 20 units. The very first document, yep, right there. And it's actually in pretty good shape, however, being from, 1939, it is a historic building in the city of Miami Beach. It's in a historic district, and it does have historic protections from that status. Here you can see it's on a corner, and you can go to the, today there is no accessible access to the building right where the cursor is. You can see the front entrance. There's a threshold from the front of the property to get you into a landing and then steps up to the first floor. And then the center picture up in the at the top there is, one of the two stairs that helps you get up to the second floor. As was mentioned, there is a basement. You can go to the next page. There is a basement, partial basement at the rear of the building, which is the left side, is another set of stairs that goes down to the basement. The basement plan is very narrow. It's actually on the right side of this page, just to show you that. And today it's used for laundry. But there is no elevator or lift or ramps or anything of any nature today. If you go to the next page. That's just the floor plan. Next page, there's a colored one coming up. Keep going. Shows you the outline of the building. Yep, this one. So what we propose to do is to actually make the first floor, because we can do that, to make that fully accessible, to do so at the front of the property, which is the right side. We have to add in a ramp, and then we have to reconfigure right there to the left of you at that entrance. We have to push in that stair that you saw in order to provide a lift that goes up to that first floor level. And that is then the lobby area to the left of that, not the blue, above the blue, sort of the center is kind of the lobby area. And then we are providing the blue areas in blue are at the bottom right-hand corner. That's an ADA accessible room. And complete with a accessible bathroom and also a washer and dryer so that they can do their own laundry. Because while we're able to do access to the first floor, we can't get access up to the second floor or to that small basement area at the rear of the building. That basically becomes technically infeasible because of the narrowness, the historic nature of this building, as well as the need to not impede life safety access points. The red lines are all of the life safety egress that we have to have, from the center of the building out the front door to the public areas. So our request is to, based on both the historic nature of the building that would otherwise be negatively impacted by trying to put in an elevator that would go up to the second floor or down into the basement. We're doing everything we can. The other blue rooms are hearing impaired rooms. We are able to provide all of the required ADA access. And then while the basement is a laundry, we that cannot be accessible. We've put it right into the ADA room so that service is also readily available so that there's no area or amenity that the ADA room can't otherwise access. We have obtained a letter from the State Historic Preservation Office that does indicate that the building is otherwise historic and the alterations would threaten or destroy its historic significance. And we further have recommendations that we provided from the city building official to support this, as well as the city historic preservation officer to support the waivers. So with that, we request both on the basis of historic nature as well as technical infeasibility, the waiver, and we're here to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Amster. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions for Mr. Amster?
Okay, it's not a question, it's a statement. I want to thank the representative for his thoroughness. I wish that many others were as thorough as that. And I'm going to make a motion that the building commission grant the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of historical nature of the property and technical infeasibility.
Paul, give me a second.
Council members, is there any further discussion on this motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The motion is granted. Item number five.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Amster. The Watch Boutique waiver number 519. I believe Mr. Bembo has this one. Analysis?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine. The project type is an alteration to an existing building. The project progress is currently in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver for providing vertical accessibility to the mezzanine of an existing one-story retail space, 2,043 square feet. The applicant states that the proposed project is an alteration of an existing retail space where all primary function areas, including an accessible toilet room, sale of goods, customer service, and drinking water, are located on the main level, which is accessible by an existing lift located on the exterior of the building. The proposed alteration will include new flooring, new lighting, and a new stair to replace the existing stair to the existing mezzanine. The existing 429 square foot mezzanine will be used as a private office area and is not open to the public. The occupant load of the mezzanine is four persons. The applicant states that the proposed project, as noted above, is in compliance with Section 3 of Section 201.1.1 of the 7th Edition 2020 Florida Building Code Accessibility, which provides that vertical accessibility is not required where an occupiable space is not open to the public and houses no more than five persons. The applicant alleges the hardships caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner that does not affect owners in general. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends granting the waiver for vertical accessibility to the extent that it has been made necessary on the grounds that vertical access to the mezzanine is not required pursuant to the terms of Section 553.09, Parent 1, Parent C, Board of Statutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anyone on the line representing Watch Boutique?
Yes, Eric Lewis, architect of record.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Do you have any opening comments?
No, other than thanking Mr. Sellers and Mr. Benbow for helping us understand how to apply and for kind of walking us through the process.
Thank you. Council members, any clarifying questions? If no questions, how about discussion and or motion? Council members?
This is Paul Vixney. I recommend that we follow the staff recommendations.
This is Darlene. I second it.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on vertical accessibility not being required according to statute, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is granted. Item number six, Filippo Corbaia, waiver number 521. Mr. Sellers?
Yes, the issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility, and the project progress is under design. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story office with 2,464 square feet. This is an existing building built in 1925. The building is currently being used as an office space. According to the applicant, the ground floor of the building will be upgraded to accommodate occupants with disability. The project cost is $202,162 for the alteration, with $6,701 towards accessibility. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical, plumbing, drinking fountain, new finishes, and fixtures. The applicant submitted estimates of $80,000 and $95,000 for an elevator and associated costs for installing the elevator. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Is there anyone representing this property on the line? I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Barely.
Okay.
If you're talking on a speakerphone, perhaps you'll want to pick up the receiver. Hello?
Yes, you know?
That is better.
Okay. Yeah, I have my laptop closed. Sorry about that. My name is Joey Cardona. I'm with Design Space. I'm helping Mr. Filippo in Corvaya sort of design the interior layout of his office renovation. So it's like Mr. Seller said. We you know, we're proposing some interior upgrades. The ground floor for this building, as well as the next waiver that you guys will be hearing. The ground floor is fully accessible. We're providing ADA restrooms. Also providing ADA accessible drinking fountains. We have ample space for, you know, your 5 foot turnaround. The entrance to the building is flush to the sidewalk, to the public way. The building is from the 1920s. It's very the footprint is very tight. Putting in a hoistway as well as a mechanical room would severely tarnish the accessible route. So on top of that, the cost for compliance is disproportionate to the construction cost. So on those grounds, we're moving to try to get this waiver approved so that we can move forward with the final design drawings and start permitting.
Thank you. Council members, any clarifying questions on this application? Hearing none, council members, would you like to make a recommendation or motion?
This here is Joe DeVecchio. I make a motion that the commission grant the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
And this is Jim Woolleyhand. I'd like to second that motion.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, please vote by saying aye if you approve to grant this motion based on economic hardship.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. And this is the sister property, Filippo and Carvalho, waiver number 524. Mr. Sellers?
Yes, the issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress is under design. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story office with 4,863 square feet. This is an existing building built in 1925. The building is currently being used as office space. The ground floor of the building will be upgraded to accommodate occupants with disability. The project cost is $202,162 for the alteration, with $6,701 towards accessibility. The alteration will consist of interior framing, electrical, plumbing, drinking fountain, new finishes, and fixtures. The applicant submitted estimates of $80,000 and $95,000 for an elevator and associated costs for installing the elevator. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Did you want to make any further questions, sir, Mr. Cardina?
No, ma'am. This is the same exact situation as the prior. So everything that that I said for the previous waiver would apply to this one.
Thank you. Council members, clarifying questions, discussion, and or motion.
This is Joe DeVecchio. I'd like to make a motion that the commission grant the waiver of vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
This is Darlene. I second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. The motion's granted. Do we have any further comment from the general public? Council members, any further comments or questions or discussion?
Yes, this here is Joe DeVecchio. I just want to thank my fellow committee members and all the members of the staff, and I wish everybody a very safe holiday weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
In that case, our business is adjourned for today. It is 2:38. Have a happy weekend and be safe. Happy Memorial Day. Meeting is adjourned.